Audible's best of 2024 picks are here. Discover the year's top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals in all your favorite genres. From memoirs and sci-fi to mysteries and thrillers, Audible's curated list in every category is the best way to hear 2024's best in audio entertainment. Like a stunning new full cast production of George Orwell's 1984. Heartfelt memoirs like Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's Lovely One. The year's best fiction, like The Women by Kristen Hanna, and Percival Everett's brilliantly subversive James. Audible. There's more to imagine when you listen. Go to audible.com/imagine and discover all the year's best waiting for you.
Hey, Prime members. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that you can make your life-saving donation to Doctors Without Borders go even further? Whether you donate stock, recommend a grant through your donor-advised fund, or make an IRA-qualified charitable distribution, you can take advantage of strong market performance this year to maximize your charitable impact, making it possible for Doctors Without Borders to stay ready to respond in more than 70 countries around the world. Together, we go further. Explore ways to give at doctorswithoutborders.org/podcast.
You are tuned in to the University of Nevada Women's Basketball Wolfpack Cast, your number one source for all the hoop scoops and inside information from the biggest little city in the world. It's not some ordinary podcast. It's the Wolfpack Cast, featuring head coach Amanda Levins, the Wolfpack athletes, and your host, play-by-play announcer Larry Burnett.
Hey, everybody. We're back here on the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. Larry Burnett with you here, and honored and privileged to have the University of Nevada President Brian Sandoval with me right now. Let's dig right into it here. What's the biggest challenge of being the president of a major university?
Well, I don't call them challenges. I call them opportunities. Okay. And, you know, it's like running a small city, and it's a different form of governance, but I love our students. I love our faculty. I love our staff. The university has been around for 150 years. We just celebrated our sesquicentennial. And as I like to say, the history of our university is inextricably intervined with the history of the state of Nevada.
Nice. Okay, state of Nevada. You were the governor of the state of Nevada. What's the difference between being the governor of a state and being the president of a university?
Well, there are similarities, and you know, certainly as governor, you know, you're overlooking the entire state, and it's the roads, it's the environment, it's healthcare, it's education, you know, it goes on and on. And you know, similarly for a university, you touch all those things as well. And so for me, you know, education was a massive priority for me while I was governor. And this truly is an opportunity to really extend what I worked on as governor, now as president of the university.
What are your goals for your time here?
Well, there are multiple goals, but certainly we already have incredible academic standing. We are a tier one university. We are one of the top 100 research universities in the country, Carnegie R1. I mean, that's a very distinguished standing to have. So part of my goal, or one of my goals, is to continue to improve upon that. You know, I think the moonshot is to become a member of the AAU, American Association of Universities, which is one of the top 60 research universities in the country, and we are steadily climbing toward that goal. Certainly for the students, I want them to have the best academic experience and social experience that they could ever have. Our university should be and will continue to be a destination university. I think for students, one of the biggest surprises is when they come to our campus, they don't realize how beautiful and historic it really is. And not to mention that, you know, we've had over $800 million of new construction in the past 10 years. We have a new business building that is absolutely magnificent that will be opening in the summer. You know, for our faculty, I want to continue to provide them all the resources possible for them, ensure that they're well compensated and they have an environment where they can succeed.
Speaking of building, I read recently that the university property may be the site of a VA hospital?
That's correct. No, we're very excited about this. And several months back, and for those listeners that are familiar with Reno, we have a wonderful VA hospital, but I believe it was built in 1939. And, you know, through the years, it has served thousands upon thousands of our veterans, and we thank them for their service, including my father, who was well taken care of there. But it's just gotten to the point where, you know, it's an old building and it's an old infrastructure, and to have modern medicine, you know, it's just not capable of doing that. So the Veterans Administration put out a request for proposal, an RFP, and that had certain criteria. And when we looked at it, we thought, well, we can meet that criteria. We have a medical school, we have a nursing school, we have a school of public health, we have a school of social work, all of which currently serve the Veterans Hospital. So if you're familiar with campus, on the north end of campus along McCarran, North McCarran Boulevard, there's a large swath of land, including parking, that could be the site for the VA hospital. So we turned in the RFP. We turned out that we became one of the candidates for that. And then after a lot of due diligence by the VA, we are the only site that is under consideration now. Not saying that we're the site, because there's been some confusion with that, but we hope to hear in the next few months that we are the site. And if that happens, it's an incredible opportunity. There are very few universities in the country that are co-located with a VA hospital, which, again, for our medical students, for our social work students, for students in the School of Public Health, our nursing students, it's almost infinite, the amount of possibilities.
We're talking with University of Nevada President Brian Sandoval here on the PACcast. You mentioned the history of the university and your history with the university. The first alum to be the president, the first Hispanic to be the president at the University of Nevada. It's got to be a great source of pride for you.
It is. And, you know, I tell the story to our students. You know, if you talk to the 18-year-old Brian, who grew up in Sparks, raising sheep, paid for his tuition with his sheep money, and you told him, you know, in the future that you would become the president of the university, he would have laughed and said that just not possible. So the lesson in that is, if not for the University of Nevada, I would have not had the mentoring, the teaching, the experiences that I had, and everything good in my life, the seeds were planted at the university. So I am really grateful and, you know, frankly surprised that an alum hasn't served as president before, but I think it really helps me connect with the students better, because they know I've been there, done that. And you know, in the older parts of campus, there's not a place I can't go where I don't have a memory, and I can share that with them and also say, I've been here. And, you know, I tell them, there is no difference between you and the Brian that stepped foot on that campus at 18. Every opportunity is available to you. You have to work for it, but you can do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Credit Karma, finding the right credit card for you is easy. Our app analyzes user profiles to suggest personalized recommendations. Visit CreditKarma.com today to explore cards tailored to your needs. Credit Karma, simplifying your financial choices.
Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Plus, you can rest assured Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com.
Let's talk about the sports, since this is a sports podcast that we're doing. What's your athletic background?
Well, in terms of high school, I mean, I was an all-state football player.
Nice. What position?
Free safety for the Bishop Minogue Miners. Yeah. Yeah, nothing finer than a Minogue Miner. But anyway, I played football, and then I also played varsity basketball for 2 years and did track for 1 year. But certainly there wasn't a lot of space for 135-pound, 5'10" kids in college. So my formal athletic career ended, but then played intramural sports again at the university. But, you know, one of the things I've come to appreciate even more as the president is how hard our student athletes work. I mean, it is such a commitment. The time they put in the classroom, out on the field, in preparation, it really is a marvel to see.
Let's talk about women's basketball. And let's talk about your busy schedule. I mean, you have so much on your plate, and yet I see you out at events quite often. How do you keep tabs on thing, and what kind of a dialogue do you have with your athletic director, Stephanie Remp?
Yeah. So I guess I'll start with the latter first. Have an excellent relationship with the athletic director, and she is marvelous. She, you know, you want to talk about hardworking, incredibly hardworking. What she's accomplished in, I think, the 2 years that she's been here is real. I hope people can appreciate what she has done and the relationships she has built. She is known in the community. She is out there at all the events. She's out, you know, she's developed Nevada's college town, the flags out, to wear blue on Friday, and then just her knowledge of the business. And she's really taught me a lot about athletics. But for me, again, as I mentioned, I have a profound respect and appreciation for the student athletes and the coaches, for sure. And I enjoy sports. I'm not going to deny that. I've been going to Wolfpack athletic events since I was a little boy, since I was 7 years old. So I've grown up supporting the Wolfpack. But again, having this appreciation, and then, you know, Laurelyn and I, the First Lady, and who is an alum who actually played tennis for the Wolfpack as well. So there's that connection. But we really feel not only the student athletes, but all the kids, students on campus, are like our kids, and we want to be out there supporting them. And so we do everything we can to get to as many events as we can, be it academics, athletics, performances. I mean, we love to go to the musical performances, the theatrical performances. We're even judges for the three-minute thesis for students. So, you know, it is a lot. We get very little time off, but it really is rewarding.
Talking with University President Brian Sandoval, can you give us an update on the GSR Arena? What's the latest on that?
Yeah, I'll tell you as much as I know. And everything I know is that it is moving forward. We're very excited. And again, you know, this is a great opportunity. Alex Morello, the owner of the GSR, is considering building a 10,200-seat arena on the property of the Grand Sierra Resort, the GSR. We had a conversation, you know, probably a year plus ago about any interest in our Wolfpack men's team playing there. But I made it clear to him that the university couldn't and wouldn't, you know, contribute any money toward the project, but certainly we would love to play there. And then the other piece of it is we need that facility to feel like that's our home court. We can't feel like, you know, we're just playing there. And to Mr. Morello's credit, Alex's credit, he accommodated all of that. He said, we'll build you locker rooms, we'll make sure that the media and the signage on game night is all Wolfpack, we'll promote it. So he's been absolutely tremendous. You know, my understanding is that there are some approvals that are needed before the Reno City Council in the very near future. We will be supportive of that, but the hope is to break ground in the spring and for that facility, I believe, to be ready in 2027.
Clarify with me, if you can, they're just interested in the men's basketball team playing there?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I would love for the women's team to play there, but, you know, it is a private facility that needs to make money. And I know the women are working on it, but, you know, the attendance is, you know, around 1,000. And so it really would be a losing proposition. But the other thing that they've talked about is for the women to be able to hold tournaments there. And I can't remember the terminology. You probably know
a multi-team tournament.
Exactly. Yeah. The MTE or MTT, multi-team tournament. And they would love to do things like that. So I think there'll be opportunities for the women's team to play. Maybe you could have double headers there as well. But, you know, otherwise, now the women's team gets Lawler to themselves. And, you know, love Lawler. And it you know, and there are some people who say we should stay at Lawler, and I can appreciate that. But there's been no investment in that facility since the 80s, since it was built. And I think I said it at the press conference, it's like your mom and dad's house. You love it. You have great memories there. But, you know, if there's an opportunity to live and do something somewhere else, we should take it. So, you know, hopefully someday we'll get to the point where, you know, it could be, you know, for a meaningful business opportunity for the GSR. But there will be opportunities for the women's team to play there.
We're speaking with Brian Sandoval, the University of Nevada president. You talk about buildings. How about the new locker room facility for the basketball teams?
Yes. No, we're thrilled about that. And, you know, certainly, and I guess I'll start with this, 100% paid with donor funds. And, you know, it was an idea that, you know, certainly in college athletics, you need to have the facilities to be able to attract the athletes. And this idea came to fruition. And due to the great generosity of these donors, construction began, you know, a little less than 2 years ago. It's now available to the men's and women's teams. We made sure that the building, the women actually have a larger one, 51% to 49%.
Smart man.
Yeah, but it is, I mean, hopefully as many, you know, I think occasionally it's open for the public to see, but I know the teams, I know Coach Levins really loves that, and it really is something they can recruit to.
It's phenomenal, no question about it. I have one final question for Brian Sandoval. You're wearing a hat as we have our discussion here. Have you ever thought about throwing it back into the political arena again?
You know, probably not. I've had a very, very fortunate and blessed life. I've served in the Nevada legislature. I served as chairman of the Nevada Gaming Commission, served as attorney general for the state of Nevada, served as a federal judge, served two terms as governor, and now as president of the university. And there have been opportunities, you know, since I left the governor's office, but I'm committed to the university. You know, I've made it truly is a dream come true to be able to serve as the president of the university where you went to school.
I enjoy your work, I enjoy your enthusiasm, and I enjoyed the chat. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Go back.
University of Nevada President Brian Sandoval with us here on the PacCast. I'm Larry Burnett. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the Nevada Women's Basketball PacCast. See ya.
You've been listening to the University of Nevada Women's Basketball Wolf PacCast. Be sure to tune in all season long and stay up to date on every aspect of Nevada women's hoops on the Wolfpack website at NevadaWolfpack.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.